Hey everybody, it's Dan. So in this video I want to talk to you about growing your business using more marketing. So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. Hey, hope you're well. It's been ages since we've done one of these videos. Summer's finished with. We had an awesome summer. I hope you guys had a wicked summer as well. Obviously, we're still in pandemic and we've got all those exciting things that have been going on in pandemic, like staying at home, doing your shopping. And that's about it, really. Anyway, we're just heading down to a basketball court and I thought we'll do a video. And in this video, we're going to talk about growing your business using marketing. Because really, when I think about this, this is really simple in terms of what you need to be doing to grow your business. I mean, like, what do you need in business? You need more customers, right? And what's the biggest problem that all businesses seem to have? And that problem is not enough customers. So if you can solve that problem, your business will do really well because you have more customers, you sell more products, you make more money, you spend more money finding more customers, and you can grow your business, and it works really well. And so that's what you need to be doing. So let's talk about that. Let's be open and have an honest conversation. I love open and honest conversations. I was having a chat with Leeds City Council yesterday and I was basically telling them how useless they were and how they're letting people down. And they're letting people down. And the guy was really sympathetic, but it's his fault. It's completely and utterly useless. Ignored my emails for the last 3 weeks. Which is just not acceptable in the world that he's in. So we let him know that. And I like these open and honest conversations. So let's have it right now about marketing, about what we're supposed to do there. I mean, marketing's really broken down into, you know, very basic concepts. The whole concept of a marketing system, or the whole concept of growing a business, is to get more eyeballs on your service, your product, on you, on your business. Like, that's it, right? It's literally, you look at Coca-Cola and they run a Super Bowl advert, I'm guessing, or they run an advert on TV or the radio or the internet, and what are they doing? It's someone drinking their product. They are literally getting as many eyeballs watching somebody drink a Coke. They're hot, it's a hot day, and they can have an ice cold Coke with the water dripping down the side, and it looks amazing, it looks really good. You're like, yeah, that's what refreshment feels like. And so they're making that connection, if you like. So what are you doing in your business? Well, every so often when I can, I'll try and post on social media. Great. How many friends you got on social media? 223. Okay, how many people do you think are actually going to see that? 223, maybe? The way that Facebook works, probably 10% of that, 22 people. And you're wondering why you're not getting any business and so on. So how do you solve that? Well, you get more people seeing you on social media, for example. Well, how do you do that if you've only got 223 followers? Well, the answer is Facebook ads. Facebook ads will allow you to get, and this is the thing, okay? Facebook ads will allow you to get your business in front of people that don't know who you are. But that's useless unless you've got these three things. Let's see if I can remember them. I just put them into an email, so you should be able to remember. So yeah, you've got to have the right message to the right people with the right offer. Now, if you haven't got those three things in place, it's kind of irrelevant. You can be posting all the time on social media, but if you've not got the right audience, you know, if you've got arthritis tablets and you're posting and all your friends are 26, you ain't going to be selling a lot of arthritis tablets to people who are 26. So you've got to have the right audience. And Facebook's pretty cool because can you target people over 65 on Facebook? Absolutely. Whether you can actually target arthritis tablets, well, that's another conversation entirely. And we've never done that, so I don't know. But you can certainly get in front of the right audience. And you can with social media to some extent as well, depending on what channels you're using and where you're going and all of that kind of thing. So, you've got the right audience. Then have you got the right message? And so you've got to craft that message. And then if you've got that right message, awesome. Then you've got to have the right offer. Now, if you haven't got these three things in place, it's not going to work for you. So you have to get these things in place in order for you to grow your business. And most people never even get to that stage. They're just like, yeah, we need to market the business, but I don't want to spend any money. So we'll do social media marketing because it's free of charge and it's just them tapping away on their computer without a bloody clue what they're doing. Just tapping away and sharing memes and pictures of cats and quotes and inspiration. Like, 8 years ago that may have worked. It doesn't work in 2021, 2022 as we head towards that year. You've got to come up with something that's different. You're going to have to come up with something that is going to get you in front of the right audience with the right message, with the right offer. Until you've got that actually lined up, like, no amount of marketing, like, think about, no amount of marketing is going to help you, but think about leaflets. If you're dropping leaflets for the We Buy Houses for Cash, if you're dropping leaflets in an affluent area, that's not necessarily your target audience. But think about it, you've got to have the right audience with the right message with the right offer. And you get those three things right on leaflets, we know that that works when buying houses below market value, because we've done it. We dropped 50,000 leaflets a month at one point, which is phenomenal, by the way. And we know that that stuff can work, and we know it can also work on social media, but you've got to get the right targeting. And actually, that stuff doesn't work as well on social media, by the way, because like 85% of people don't trust what they see on social media. Well, they know it's all fake news, and there is a lot of fake news on social media, so people are aware of that. So the biggest mistake that I see that people are trying to make is they're trying to sell on social media and they've built zero trust. And until you can build trust, because we know that 85% of people don't trust adverts on social media, until you can build a level of trust, you ain't selling from Facebook ads. So that's why we say to people, don't be selling straight off Facebook ads, get them into your group, get them to download a free training course. Like, we got one client, and they're doing that, they got like 100 leads, it's costing them £3 a lead, and they sell a £5,000 training product, and off that, they spent £300, they got 100 leads, and now they're hitting the phones and following them up. If two of those people just sign up, the return on investment on £300 is £10,000, which is phenomenal. I can't think of anything else where you get such a good return on investment. Of course, they need two people to sign up, or one person, or four people, or 10 people out of those 100. Who knows what those numbers are going to end up being. But it's always in the follow-up. That's where it always is. So, let me just cross the road here. So, if you haven't got that lot set up yet, that's really where you need to start spending some time to think about what is your audience? Who is it? Who's your avatar? How old are they? What do they read? What do they like? What problems have they got? And then when you've got the audience, then you can work out what's the message. Like, well, you know, the message can be identifying the problem, by the way. So what is specifically the problem that they need to have solved? Goodness, that sun is bright today. Then it's about what's the offer. Like, how can you get them in? So if you're giving away a free training course or you bring them to the group, we've got another client and they have a group that's full of discounted property offers, and they can invest hands off for some great return yields on their money that they're lending out. So that's where the value is. That can be the offer right there. It doesn't have to be this amazing 88% discount. I don't know why I chose 88%. Back to the Future is on my mind this morning for some reason. But it doesn't have to be an offer like that. It can be just something of value. But you've got to work out what that is. And that's what we help our non-clients to do. You can get a strategy session where you come on a call with me and we'll talk through what your business is. We'll talk through who your target audience is. We'll talk through what your messaging is, what current marketing you're doing, what's working, what's not. And I'm guessing most of it isn't. And then we can identify how we can help. We can put a costing to that. And then you've got all the information that you need in order for you to make a decision about whether you want to sign up. And some people do sign up. Some people don't because they can't afford it. And so on and so forth. All sorts of different things happen. Anyway, if you want to go and have a look at that, go click the strategy session. It's on my website, daniellatto.co.uk. If you're listening to this on the podcast, you can go do the same, obviously. It's just at the website. Go and take a look, and we'll catch up with you on the next video. I'm on my way to basketball right now. I'm going to go kick Richard's ass again. So if you're listening to this, Richard, I apologise in advance. Hope you're well. Have a great day. We'll speak to you soon. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.